Good morning to Mayor Duke Bennett. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Barry.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
You're looking all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
It's Friday. I got, you know, a little last end-of-the-week energy here to kind of finish the week out.
All right. So appreciate you coming over and telling us what's going on in Terre Haute.
Well, happy and energetic. You act like you just kind of hit the jackpot on a one-armed bandit.
I'm not very lucky with that. So that wasn't me.
Well, tell us a little bit about some things going on in the city. You've been doing a lot of ribbon cuttings lately and a lot of things happening.
You know, it's really picked up.
I mean,
the fall is always busy, but, you know, with COVID, it's been kind of everybody's not doing a lot of stuff. But all of a sudden, dinners and ribbon cuttings and just lots of things are happening. And so it's made the month go by really fast for me. But it's been fun to be out around people and just doing things again. So, yeah, I had a ribbon cutting yesterday, and we've had several recently. There's some small businesses opening up in Terre Haute, and
good.
Makes me feel good, you know?
Yeah.
And we talked about, like I mentioned to you earlier, just kind of hinted at, talk about the casino. We're trying to get one. The state legislature said we can have one, but it seems like any kind of little roadblock that can get in the way kind of is.
I thought, it was difficult to get it through the legislature. You know, it took a little while and a lot of work to get that done. So I thought, wow, that's the hardest part. It's behind us. Well, this has turned into
just the beginning,
the hardest part. It really was.
And
it's been frustrating for a lot of people. It should have been opening up in December here, just in a couple months. It would have groundbreaking should have been last November, and it'd be opening up this December. And it just didn't play out that way. And I don't know. I don't know who they're going to pick. We really don't have any input locally. And you can write a letter, and that kind of a thing. But they're going to look at those four and they're going to make a decision. And, you know, I really don't know how this is going to play out with that appeal going on from Lucy Luck and Greg before. I don't know. I'm hopeful, but, you know, I'm not going to overplay this because every time I get optimistic about something, it falls apart.
Yeah, because even if they pick, they could wind up changing it if they grant the appeal.
You never know. And I just think they're going to play it pretty close to the vest. Mm. And that day, I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Getting
surprised.
Do you think that in the long run, we will get a casino?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about that. It just depends on when they get that appeal resolved and how quickly whoever gets gets awarded the license can get started and get it built. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just tired of speculating, I guess. I just want it to come to an end.
Do you like any of the plans better than the others? I mean, you've seen them. There's four of them out there. One of them even talked about going into the mall for a while.
I think they're all legitimate, good for the community kind of plans.
Yeah.
But I still think the best thing for us is a Hard Rock brand. That is the best. That's going to raise the most money for them and raise the most money for the community and the state. And so I think when you just kind of step back and look at it, Hard Rock and Gary is beating all the other casinos every week since it opened.
Hmm.
That brand is just really strong.
Makes sense, yeah.
And I think that will bring more people, to come to Terre Haute. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. I've seen a lot. I've learned a lot. But, there's still a lot of mystery to this.
This much about a casino?
I didn't know anything before, so it's just been quite a ride.
Let's shift gears a little bit. I drove by the casino
some people called it a gamble at one time.
The convention center downtown. Boy, that's coming up
it
fast.
Is. Yeah. And we're, starting to book some events, and Tennille, who's operating that, the general manager, she said the other day they've got 12 they're working on.
Man, that's great.
It's going to pick up. It's going to work. And there was some skepticism, in the beginning, but I think kind of people are past that. Once you start actually booking events, it's like, oh, okay, it's going to work really well. Mm. And we're our target is those smaller, to mid-sized kind of, 200 to 400 or 500 people events. And there's a lot of those out there. Mm-hmm. So in March, it's going to open. The first events will begin to happen, and then it will build over time.
It's already making downtown look great.
We had a wedding,
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so there's people are going to use it for a variety of things.
Okay. Are we going to have your next inauguration there?
It's possible. If I'm lucky enough to have one.
You heard it here, folks.
I thought I'd ask.
That'd be great.
And speaking of downtown, new police headquarters. Now, without saying something that some people would take wrong, it's not a palace, but boy, it is.
It's
compared
very
to what
nice.
They've had.
You know, and we kind of, I mean, it was, the building was in great shape. Mm-hmm. You know, there were a few little issues. It's a few years old, but we fixed those. Yeah. And kind of when you go in there, you can't tell. You know, there's a little bit of work we still need to do around the front door. We've got some windows. There's a delay on getting some stuff done, but it looks great. And the technology that's in there is going to make the officers much more efficient at what they do. I mean, it just really came together very nicely. You know, Chief Keene did a great job of talking to all the officers, looking at every option that we could do and making sure we included that in there. And we're still under budget right now. We still got a few final bills to pay, but we're going to come in under budget.
Well, you know, it used to be Terre Haute had probably what would be kindly referred to as a garbage dump of a police station. It was.
The old bank building.
It's been, you know, this is the fourth police station the city of Terre Haute's had, and it's clearly the best.
But now we've got the nicest in the state.
Well, you know, some of the officers, they travel around a lot. They go do training and networking and other places, and they keep saying, this is awesome. This is the best that they've run into. And so, you know, I mean, it turned out that way, and I'm so thankful. We got a great interest rate. I mean, you know, there were some delays to this, no question. The timing wasn't good in the past, but it all worked out in the end.
Hmm. So, federal money. What do you want to do with all that?
Well, you know, we're going to be bringing an appropriation to the council to pay us back for some of the lost revenue. We're going to do a one-time pay for our employees. We've got a couple of projects that we've committed to, that broadband project with the county and the school corporation for Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi. There's some things that we know are probably not going to change in the rules, but I'm not going to go any further than that until the rules, final rules come out, because I don't want to go down the wrong path because they change things a lot in D.C. And so we're waiting on the final rules on how to spend that money.
There's been a lot of things that a lot of people have wanted. They want a new police station. They want a new casino, convention center. It depends on who you talk to. What about a new splash pad water park?
Well,
because a lot of people want that.
Sure. No, and that's on our list. You know, we did a survey a few years ago as we built this new community plan, and at large, it's not just a splash pad, but, you know, a facility.
Yeah.
And it's in our Ready Grant that we just submitted recently. We submitted a variety of projects for West Central Indiana. We're asking for $73 million from the state. It's $300 million worth of projects. And that particular feature is in that Ready plan. If we don't get funded through that, then we're going to find other sources to do it, because we will get that done. We're going to put some splash pads in our parks, smaller splash pads, but we're going to have a large facility.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be good for the community.
Yeah, and it'll be another draw, and it goes right into our tourism focus that we're trying to do.
Yeah. I know we're running out of weather, but what about upgrades to city streets and things like
that? Yeah, we just finished our last paving project. Yeah. We did almost $3 million worth of paving this year with our community crossings grant and the money we put on the table. And, you know, it's still kind of a drop in the bucket, unfortunately. Yeah. We did some big stuff, but people look at it, it's like, well, my street didn't get paved. And it's just, we have 750 lane miles of streets, and it's you know, asphalt's more expensive every year.
Sure.
It just goes how it goes. And so we're starting to work on, we just had a meeting yesterday, and we're starting to work on next year's plan. So we're going to hit it hard, and I've got kind of something up my sleeve to maybe do a little bit more in the next couple of years. So.
Good to hear.
Why? Because we need our streets. Some of our streets are in bad shape.
They not why. What?
Time. No. I can't tell you what they are. There's a group of them that I've got to do more than what we can typically do in a year to kind of get over the hump a little bit.
All right. Well, we can do that?
Yep.
All right.
So, Mayor, thank you very much. Always good to see you. Thank you for coming over and saying hi to us this morning.
No problem.
Always good to talk to you. We'll see you real soon, I hope. Okay.